If you want to go to college to learn how to design, build, fly, or fix a drone, your time has come. Many institutions of higher learning around the Northwest are recognizing that unmanned aircraft could become a key technology of the future. But the murky and evolving regulations for drone flying present lots of hurdles to give hands-on piloting experience. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Seattle.
How cool is this? A lab class where the homework includes building robotic vehicles from scratch.
So once it's armed, you can throttle up.
16 students have gathered around a long conference table at the University of Washington with aeronautics research scientist Christopher Lum.
Great. Okay, so it's controllable and it's great. That's half the battle then.
A student presenter holds down the small drone with his fingers to keep it from lifting off, which makes Lum nervous.
Tell you what, let's cut. This doesn't look super safe right now, the way we've got the protocol set up.
The UW's Autonomous Flight Systems Laboratory is working on how civilian drones can safely share the skies with manned aircraft. Other research universities in the Northwest have added programs that play to traditional strengths. For example, drones in forestry at Oregon State University and for automating farming tasks at Washington State University. Community colleges are the latest to get in the act. At least half a dozen schools in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington are standing up vocational drone operator courses. Within the last year, Central Oregon Community College in Bend and Green River College in Auburn, Washington, established Associate of Applied Science degrees in unmanned aerial systems. At the University of Washington, senior Ryan Volek savors his 3 years in the autonomous flight lab.
One of the coolest parts is the collaboration we get to do with industries and all the cool technology we get to work with. It's definitely an opportunity that a lot of students don't usually get.
Aeronautics and astronautics master's student Ward Hanley wasn't as sold at first.
I specifically decided, no, I do not want to work on drones because of the privacy issues.
But then came an offer for a paid position in a drone lab. Hanley says his initial negative perception has radically changed.
I'd like to see them used for good rather than ill. I think there are enough good applications for them that are really useful to society so that it is worthwhile to pursue these things.
A challenge for many academic programs is finding a place to fly legally. At Blue Mountain Community College in Pendleton, students fly inside the college gym. UW student Alec Buing in Seattle showed me his department's flight test range for small copters.
Just a conference room that we move the tables and chairs out of the way for. Make sure to bring the blinds down so if it happens to get out of control towards the windows, we minimize any damage.
Why indoors? Lum says it takes a very long time for everyone besides hobbyists to get official permission to fly a drone outside.
The federal regulations are a little bit stifling on that front. We need to file for paperwork. We need to register our aircraft. We need to obtain what's called a certificate of authorization or waiver.
All of which take months. And that's why Lum says he and some of his students have relocated to more accommodating Australia for the past 2 summers to log flying time. A Western Washington University professor took his department's 2 drones across the border to British Columbia for the same reason. The prospects for graduates in this field look good. A bunch of the seniors I met in Seattle were getting invitations to job interviews long before graduation. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.